we have been clarifying the attitude of the students towards their constitutional rights on campus and towards the goals of the free speech movement. Now, I would like to ask you, Michael, how do you envisage these goals in the concept of the university, whose prime purpose is the education of the students?
Well, one of the points that the FSM has been trying to make is that the university has traditionally been the faculty and the students, and the administration were the paid servants of the faculty and the students to take care of the non-educational matters that were connected with the university. Now, what the University of California administration seems to be doing is stepping in to the traditional realm which used to be left to the students and faculty. What they're doing is saying that a certain kind of activity which has a natural and just place in the university can no longer continue to function. And one of the things that both faculty and students certainly agree upon is that a university is not simply an ivory tower where one learns about how society operates, but it's a place in which action can be mounted, a place where people can be inspired to take action in the general community. To cut off the connection between learning and action would be to destroy the university.
I see. We don't want to limit your stay at the university merely to textbook learning, but it's the life all about us in our country that is of interest.